the vice president for educational programs and outreach for a company that is a big, big part of an effort, a faith-based and community effort where organizations are going to hold a press conference on Thursday in Detroit and Grand Rapids to announce a new statewide campaign for education funding. This is a big, big deal, and we wanted to talk with David. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Tell us about this.
Well, our part in this, as you know, we sent out a press release on our professional development portal, Michigan LearnPort. Michigan LearnPort is a educational portal for professional development of teachers, administrators, and other school personnel, funded partially through Title IIA federal funding. And we've been working with the Michigan Department of Education now for about 8 years in shaping a better means to provide professional development at a very effective cost. In fact, most of our content is available for no cost or under $20-$30. So it becomes a very very nice value for teachers. It keeps them in the classroom. It delivers professional development that they actually need when they need it, and they can take that during their lunch hour, their prep periods, or at home. So we're very, very pleased with the response to Michigan LearnPort, and we're very excited about our upgrade to a new platform. We've been with Meridian, a company out of Virginia, for about 6 years. And we just updated to their latest product, which is a .NET architecture, which provides better security for the contents that are in LearnPort and all of the information that that we might accrue from our clients.
How important is online learning in education?
Well, I think it's important. I don't think it's a replacement for a traditional classroom-based, but it's an extension. It offers more opportunity. I'll give you a good example. We've got a number of clients that are small school districts that are rural, and there's no way that they can offer multiple foreign language courses or multiple advanced placement courses to their students. And we offer the capacity for those students in those school districts to get an equal education to some of the larger school districts that can afford to offer more extensive programs. And that's just one aspect of virtual learning. We also offer alternatives when kids have been unsuccessful in their home schools and taking an algebra class or an English class. And rather than put them through the exact same experience, hoping that they get a different outcome, we actually offer an alternative with a Michigan highly qualified teacher working directly with mentors in the school and the students. And our experience is that many kids do better when they're taking an online course. There's less distractions. They can proceed at their own pace, and a lot of them actually finish more content in less time.
David, I've got about 30 seconds left. How many students will this affect?
We deliver over 20,000 courses a year, and we've been growing at between 10% and 20%. So as you can extrapolate, it won't be long before we'll be up in the 30,000-40,000 course range.
All right, David, I appreciate your time today. We're going to cover this story tomorrow also. We've got another guest scheduled. Thank you for kicking it off for us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tony.